Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and this is where we create world-class engineering teams. Our subject today is filling the void. Did you ever consider what happens when something bad happens in the company? Say someone does not talk in a respectful manner to a colleague, and you do not do anything actively that the rest of the team is aware of? You might think that by discussing it personally with the offending employee, you have done what you should have done. However, sometimes this ends up creating some sort of a gap or a void where the rest of your people are not aware of what is going on. Was the issue addressed or not? Is it okay to act like that, or isn't it? And the way it works is that whatever you do not actively go against ends up being treated as if you are condoning it, even merely by staying silent. And so I have a law of how cultures form for you to keep in mind. And the law states that every place where you are not actively leading, putting forth your leadership focus on, there is a gap or a void, and that void will slowly be filled by something else. And unless you have a stellar culture, that void will not be filled by something that is great and that fits your values like a glove. The way those voids end up being filled is usually done by your people acting as sponges. They are constantly monitoring how things are being done around them, either by their peers, and more often than not, by the managers around them. And then those sponges learn what they think is the acceptable way of doing things. They deduce what should their own actions be according to what they have witnessed themselves. And this is where leaders often are not aware enough of the way they are constantly being treated as role models. Even if you are not aware, you are always on the catwalk. You are always up there, and your people are seeing every tiny bit of behavior that you are displaying or not displaying. Every act of leadership and every lack of leadership. If you are constantly 5 minutes late for discussions, they will learn that they should be late as well. If you are on your phone during meetings, they will be as well. If someone is aggressive during a discussion and they don't see any way that management has treated it, they will see that as condoning and will do it as well. And the point of this specific episode is not that you should be trying to exert control over every single void so that none form. That is not possible. The point is that, first of all, you have to be aware of the fact that wherever you're not pointing your focus will eventually have something else put in there. And so you have two main ways of tackling this. First, do consider where are the most important aspects of your culture, of your ongoing operation, where you should be focusing on, where you should be actively leading, setting the tone, and deciding how things should be moving forward. Second, when those inevitable voids will form, your best bet to have those aligned with your culture, with your values, with the way you envision your company being is solely by making sure that you are constantly being vigilant and that no matter how tired you are, you and all of your managers, your entire management bench, are constantly, continuously modeling the right sets of behavior and values that you expect, because that is how you fill up all those sponges around you. And I'm not saying that in a bad way at all, but that is how you help everyone around you realize what is the right types of behavior that we are encouraging, that we want to see more of. And this is exactly where you have to practice what you preach. And even more than you're preaching, you have to be practicing. It has to be visible to everyone that you are acting in a way that should be modeled. You have to show and practice how your values guide your decisions. So if you've decided to overturn the company's OKRs 2 months into 2021, you cannot just wave your hands and say, we've realized that's the right thing to do. Because without the active leadership here, what they will learn is commitments mean nothing. And I'm sure that's not the lesson you'd like them to take away. So tie this back to your values. Why does this make sense? How do we know when is the right time to do such a move? When is it not acceptable? The voids around you will constantly be filled, and you have to stay vigilant and continuously model the right way to do so. So please, mind the gap. That's it for this week. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. You can reach out to me directly. If you haven't yet, come on, what are you waiting for? I have the best online newsletter for tech executives, and it's completely free. There's exclusive insights in there I don't share anywhere else. I mean, literally, if I'm not working with you and you're not on the newsletter, you're not going to see it anywhere else. So subscribe. The link is, as always, in the show notes. Thank you, and talk soon.